I try to make a stance. I try to make a statement with a lot of my shit. Either that, it's, I don't know. I'd say I'm more versatile. I do everything I can just to, that's why I came up with the name Prolific. You know what I'm saying? Just entertain every single aspect.
Can you lower the music just a little bit now? Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, there we go. That's good right there. Shit, man. We in here with the new setup, the new studio.
Yes, sir.
Same place, what they say? Same beast, different animal. Because, you know, we only get better, you know. We don't digress over here. We progress over here.
Real
know?
Shit, that's real shit.
That's all we're going to say. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think the invite we had in here tonight is a good reflection of us progressing as well, too.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to take the time to say that. You know, ever since we met this man in the room at that live TV commercial shooting, he could tell he hold his ground.
Yeah, and yo, appreciate you being so young in the way you spoke. Mm-hmm. It really, your age really surprised me. I'm
thank
not
you.
Gonna lie to you. It surprised
I appreciate
me.
That.
You spoke really, you like he said, you spoke very confident mm-hmm. and strong in your words. And I was like, oh shit, 18? Like, damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, only yeah, I'm only 18.
Damn.
February.
Damn, man. February born?
February 22nd, 222.
Word. So you the day February born, that's where the energy
type
right
shit.
There,
that's where
that's
it be.
That's the energy that's right where there. It be. See, I know. Big things are going in this blood clot thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wait a minute, man.
For
shit,
real,
man.
Real.
So with being 18, yo, like, would you consider yourself still a rookie in the game, bro?
I mean, I feel
there's
like I
no
have a
way
lot
you
to
can
prove.
Be close to your 10,000 hours.
Oh yeah, nah. I mean, I wouldn't consider myself a rookie. I've been at this since like my freshman year of high school, but I definitely think it's just about now where I'm really starting to push the envelope and really get shit going. But I mean, I've been pushing at this for a long time. Like, it all sparked from like an idea. I was just on call with my brother Mason. That's been my brother since like elementary school. And I've always been into music, but I was just like, I want to do it with somebody. And he had hit me and he was like, yo, like, I want to make music. And then ever since that point, it just like started escalating since that. So it's been a whole, it's been an uphill road. It's been a very interesting road. It's been very fun.
One word to describe the genre of music you do.
Versatile.
Versatile?
Yeah, definitely.
It's your genre of music.
Versatility. That's what I'm saying. Like, you go through my discography, you could get shit that'll make you think, make you happy, get you hype. Stuff that you could just, very like catchy hooks that you could just repeat to yourself.
You got that too?
I got everything, man. You know what I'm saying?
Let's tap into this real quick. Go ahead.
I was going to say, can somebody play something I can smoke to?
Shit, what we thinking? We thinking Melatonin Dreaming again?
I'm
that's that
to feel
one.
Prolific tonight, yo.
I say Melatonin Dreaming. That's just that's the song. That's the song.
I'm trying to feel like the name you gave yourself, man.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm ahead of my time. I'm feeling prolific.
Definitely, definitely.
I love that word.
I just want to take some time to
with, provocative.
Yeah, yeah.
It's stamped also on the Greek set.
Yes, sir. Wait, what?
Oh yeah, prolific.
Oh shit! Shout out Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle.
See, it's a sign for you to be the weed of whiskey,
so
sir.
Gifted. I'm the type that's gonna go get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's big Nipsey fan in here, man. Uh-huh. Is that where the name came from? Like, where did your name come
nah,
from?
Nah, my name came from. Okay, so I was trying to think about a name, and I just remember like being around. Like everyone was just like, "It'll come to you. The name will come to you," and. Everywhere I went, I saw the word prolific, and I was like, this can't be nothing. So I just looked it up, and it means to just produce in large quantities, large amounts. And I was like, I mean, I'm pretty versatile. I produce for everything. I do everything I can at the maximum amount that I can at the moment, and I feel like that just applied. So I just went with it, and that's how I got prolific.
So would you argue with them people that said it will come to you? What would you have to say to them now?
What's up?
Lighter right behind. Not you. What's your name, yo?
No.
Yeah, that's my DJ Damani.
The black one.
That's my boy.
Oh, you okay?
DJ?
That's my DJ. Yeah.
Okay, so you got a team.
You kept, yeah, exactly. I was just about to say you have a team.
A whole team. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. This is my brother. This is my DJ Damani.
All right. So we get the importance of having a team. But,
yeah.
What made you gravitate towards a team so quickly in your career? Did you see the importance of it early?
I had it since the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Before I even started, like, this is my brother, and, like, that's my brother.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
I got
like,
you. So
before
y'all
I even,
growing together.
Before
so, what,
I, yeah.
So what he do?
That's my producer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So you really roll with your team.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I stick with my team. Those are my guys.
I love this shit, man.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I noticed when it comes to, like, the younger generation and uh-huh. people in my generation, well, the difference between the age gap between people, like, my age range and yours is, I feel like you guys have more of a sense of what you guys want, and you guys are more proactive and mm-hmm. actually going about it.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like a lot of people around my age and sometimes older, we like to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, but we like to we like to talk about how it would be nice to do this. Back in my day, I used to do this. You know, peak in time at that point.
Yo, you know what's crazy about that? So I actually had a conversation with somebody about this the other day. So I think, just maybe if I'm wrong, y'all are just not scared of...
No, they're terrified.
No, but...
They're terrified, and a lot of mental issues.
They're not as terrified as our generation and older. You know why? Because we will put down what we hope and dream for just for a 9-to-5 and just to be able to survive.
That's not being... That's not terrified. That is terrified, bro. That's one, being lazy, and one, not having the chance in yourself. They're terrified, my nigga.
No, but that's also... But
bro, you know what scares them, my nigga?
What?
I'm not even speaking to you guys.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them, they, like, you know, buying a house and all of that. Adulting is scary for them, my nigga.
It's scary for all of us.
A lot of them actually... And not just to speak from the outside, I don't think a lot of you guys have the right resources to prep you for adulthood properly.
I'd say, I mean, I think the main thing that can play a role in that, I think, is social media. Because, I mean, like, me personally, I feel like when you go on social media, I spoke about this literally in, like, one of my posts. I feel
I remember the post.
Everyone, yeah, mental health one. Yeah, exactly. I feel like the main thing is just, like, comparison. You know what I'm saying? Like, because... Us, and me included, I live in social media. It's not like the greatest. That's not a flex to me, but it is what it is. That's just how shit is nowadays. And it's like, you know, you go on Instagram, you go on Twitter, you go on TikTok, you know, everything. You see people succeeding every swipe. So when you're not in that position, you feel like you're not succeeding because there's so many other people that are. But truthfully, you're just on your own road. So it's like, I feel like our generation has defined success as such a higher limit than it actually is. Like, people think success is like the very, very top, which is like, you should. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I love that you said that because I love to say this because it sounds cool. I always say when people ask me, like, what do you think you're going to be? What do you think you're going to do? I always say I'll never succeed. And they're like, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean you're never going to succeed? And I say, okay, so it's like, there's no such thing as yes without no, right? No such thing as wrong without right, left without right, no love without hate. Exactly. So if you get rid of the idea of success, you can't ever fail. Exactly.
I like that
type shit.
I like that because
everything is a bonus.
I respect that because in my head, there's no such thing as failures.
Yeah.
The only L's I take is the one I roll and the one and the lessons I get.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
L's I take in life. I don't take anything outside of
lessons. Yes, that's tough. That's tough.
So that's just me. And I like the way that you go there, to be honest with you. And I forgot what I said, so continue. I got a
small here you go. I mean, I like the way you put your words together, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, for real, for real. As somebody your age, and you, for you to say you live in social media, are you actually like... A lot of kids live in social media, and I'm not calling you a kid. My fault. I just say that. But, like, do you really realize the reality? Like, do you see the shit that really goes on around
I feel
here?
Like,
instead of comparison to your life to social media? Is it hard for you?
I mean, it was when I was, like, younger, which, like, again, I'm still young. But, like, I'm talking, like, when I was, like, 15, 16, when I was just still kind of discovering, like, an idea of who I was. It was definitely like, okay, what am I? Just trying to figure that out through everything that I was surrounded by. But I feel like now I've definitely took some time to just really reflect and like really look around, and I've just discovered that, you know, all I really need is my guys, all I need is me, all I need is my family, all I need is my music, the people I care about. And then I just push to do what the fuck I want to do. Make sure I'm happy. Make sure my mental's good. Make sure everyone around me is good.
What's
and then I'm cool.
What's happiness to you? Everybody have their own definition of happiness.
Happiness to me.
And also, after you finish that question, what do you do to take care of your mental health?
What do I do? Okay. So what is happiness and what do I do to take care of my mental health? So happiness to me is more just like a peaceful feeling. And I feel like, because I mean, happiness is temporary. You know what I'm saying? Everything's temporary.
I feel like once you understand happiness is temporary,
prolific
you can
is
truly
very fitful.
Be happy.
Real shit.
To me, it's like, all right, boom, right? A lot of people are like, I'm trying to be enlightened. I'm trying to find enlightenment. But niggas don't understand enlightenment is not permanent.
Exactly.
And if it was permanent, you would be stuck in such a confused state.
Yeah.
And you would be stuck in like a cycle of just being depressed.
Because
you have nothing to compare those highs to.
Exactly.
Know?
Like, it sounds fucked up, but like, we're not put on earth to be happy.
We're not.
It's just not what it is.
Experience life.
Exactly.
Happiness is part of it. But,
exactly.
Like, the Dave Chappelle thing that stands out to me the most is, when he talks about Daphne, and he was talking about how when Daphne was at the comedy show and they was making joke, and Daphne said, "I just want you to understand that I'm going through a human experience."
Yeah,
you know, sometimes that's all we need to just understand. Like, outside of our own sociological imagination and things that's going on, there's people in this life that's really just trying to genuinely figure that shit out.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I'm part of it. I'm making it harder for other people. But I also believe society is not supposed to make it easier for you, too, just because you want something.
No, exactly. Like, I don't know. Like, even when I was talking at the That Life thing, I feel like victimization is a big issue. People try to victimize themselves into thinking they deserve things, but you gotta work for that. You gotta go through the struggle to appreciate it. But I didn't want to dismiss your question. You said, what do I do to help my own mental health? I make music. You know what I'm saying? Like, truthfully, like, I know it sounds like what anyone else would say that's an artist, but
just put in a little bit more notch down on it. We're gonna get deep into this real quick, then I gotta introduce it.
Word? I was about to say, I have another.
Turn it down a little bit.
But I mean, for me, I just make my music. I'm a writer. I talk to people about my things. Like, when I have things going on in my head that I just don't fuck with, or shit that's bothering me, and I have writer's block or anything, I just call my boys. You know what I'm saying? I call my guys. I'll call Damani, I'll call Mason, I'll call my boys over in Cali, Richie, Darren. Shout out SMNY, next upcoming clothing brand to the moon. And I just talk. And I feel like that's the thing that a lot of people are scared to do, is be open and just talk to their people. You know what I'm saying? That's like my biggest thing. Whenever I feel down, I just talk to my guys. It's important to just be open.
I don't talk to my friends all the time.
For real?
Yeah.
Word?
I have my reasons.
Word? I mean, everyone do. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, for me, it's nothing against my friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's... All right, I'm an Aquarius. Aquarius people understand, like, we see the life a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And before we get to see it that way, we went through so many different ways of looking at life before
we're
like, all right, this is how it is. So it's like the mental process we go through to get where we're at. One, we feel like if we try to express it to somebody who literally don't understand it to the degree that we're trying to explain it, it just deter us. We're like, why do I even try to express myself?
That makes sense,
You know, I feel like you're not going to give me the reciprocation that I need in terms of an answer.
Yeah.
You know, because most times people are giving you things from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like,
that's true.
And like, and most of the times I'm not asking for a solution.
Mm-hmm.
I already solved it in my head. I just need you to hear me.
Yeah.
That's where it is. That's like, some people don't get that.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely agree with you on that. Like, even sometimes I'll talk to people and it's like, I know they don't really understand where I'm coming from, but it's more for me to just like get it off my chest. It's like, I just need to say it so that way it's not on my mind. I just like have someone to speak on it with.
If you try to get it out and it doesn't come off, or it's not received to the degree that makes you satisfied, that it backfires, and now you're in your head more about things. Now you're thinking about those what ifs, or now you're feeling misunderstood in the moment.
I mean, I'm a big overthinker. A big overthinker.
That's
I overthink
why I
a lot of shit. And the main reason I overthink is because I'm always right. Exactly. I'll stop overthinking. They're like, stop overthinking. I'll stop overthinking when I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? And that hasn't happened yet, so...
I ain't never gonna be
You know
wrong.
What I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
If damn wrong, the world gonna stop spinning.
Type shit.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Oh, shit.
Real shit. Type shit. Yeah. It's what it is.
It
type
is
shit.
Is.
Type shit.
Type shit.
Alright, before we get into this shit real quick, let me just say this real quick, man.
Uh-huh.
Welcome to Weed and Whiskey motherfucking podcast.
Yes, sir.
It's motherfucking best podcast in CT.
Weed and Whiskey.
We have the greatest people that come in here.
Say it again.
Because we're motherfucking awesome.
Say it again.
The people we bring in here is fucking great, too.
Church.
We only do great motherfucking personalities.
Type shit.
This man right here, his name is one of my favorite words.
Type shit.
This man personality represent his name.
Type
shit. His music represent his name.
Uh-huh.
He does this, and the way he think is ahead of his time.
What type
J. Cole
shit.
Said, even when I rhyme about my future, I'm reminiscing.
Type
That's
shit.
That's the type of shit he bring. That's type the energy he shit. Bring. My man don't just read his books. He actually execute the lessons he learn. He learns as well, too.
Yes,
he
sir.
Try to put people on with the teachings he bring. And honestly, this is our first time actually talking. The only time I met this man was that we was just in the same room together. And I was just listening to some of the words that he said. We exchanged contact in Instagram. And I've been watching the way he moving. I love the way you move, bro.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
indeed,
you.
Dare I say, prolific.
Yes, sir.
So gifted.
Yes, sir.
He the type that's go
get. You know what I'm saying? No, we didn't even get this off on the right. I didn't even get to dap y'all up yet. Yo, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate
What's
you,
up, man.
Thank you for coming in here.
Of course. Type shit.
We appreciate you for making the time. I know you came straight from work here.
Yep.
Thank you for homies for coming through. Thanks for the team for
Shout
coming
out, gang.
Through. Thank you for the manager for coming through. Come vibe with us, man.
Yes, sir.
So, Welcome to Weed and Whiskey Studios. I'm actually thank really excited to have me. This one. And honestly, yo, to keep it a buck, yo, so we've been doing a lot of interviews with people younger than us, and I've actually been enjoying the fuck out of it.
Word.
I'm going to keep it a buck, bro.
Hell yeah. That is a fact.
Y'all been giving me a lot of hope,
mm-hmm.
a lot of reconfirmation, or what's the word? Like, you know,
I think that's the
just
word.
Just giving me reassurance. You're giving mm-hmm. me reassurance. Because to be real, my nigga, a lot of the people I see and a lot of people I see younger, like, I was hopeless in them because it's mm-hmm. like mentally where I see that we're going. I was like, yo.
It's a little disappointing.
The world is in their hands. But yeah. They literally are not molding it properly.
But you got to
you know?
Realize that's what they looked at us like too. But we have a different understanding of the world. Like, you know what I mean? We're not looking at that. We're not looking at the world the same way they do.
That's true.
They look at it a complete.
We can't see the way they see yeah, it. They we can't cannot. See the way we see it.
No, we can't. Because that's why it works the way it does. That's why.
Yeah.
And with the, I mean, out with the old and with the new. That's why that is the way of life.
Yeah.
It's like
definitely.
The younger generation, they see things differently. They're going to come up with a new way to live, new way of hustle, new way of getting it. And that's what, you know, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. Prolific.
Yes, sir. Thank you. What a great introduction.
Thank
damn.
You.
Thank that's
you.
Tough.
I want to touch on this one before we get there, dude, because we talked about this a little bit, so I want to do it on air. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was telling you how artistically you remind me of Logic.
Yeah.
And you asked if, and then I told you I'm not a fan of Logic no more. You asked uh-huh. if that was a good thing or a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to you, I think it's a good thing for mm-hmm. me not to be a fan of Logic because of my own personal reasons that mm-hmm. we talked about. And for me to, you remind me of him, and I still like your music.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it just shows that's what. Shows what good music is, you know.
Definitely.
It transcends your own personal thoughts. It transcends
you.
Your own opinions.
Thank you.
When you hear the words and you hear the vibrations that's coming at you and the message, and you can, you know, when somebody put time into their music.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell. I
definitely.
Don't know if you're anyone, I can tell, my nigga. Like,
oh yeah. Oh,
you know
yeah.
when somebody was like, "Yo, I don't know if I should put this out. I don't know if it's right." You can
yeah.
tell. And I get that vibe from you.
Definitely.
I feel like you're a perfectionist, low key.
Oh my god, you should see me in the studio. It's crazy, like. Like, we've been working on, like, no bullshit. Like, it's been multiple times where, like, I'll be, like, Mason probably get tight at me for this shit. He'll be, like, almost done mixing some shit, and I'll be like, fuck, let me re-record that shit. But it's, like, it's been multiple times where I'm, like, where I've done, like, one take verses, and, like, everyone in the studio will be like, yo, you killed that shit. I'm like, nah, that syllable wasn't right.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, little shit like that. And, like, I've been working on this EP for the past, like, year and a half. You know what I'm saying? Like, I take my time.
Right.
Most people just make EPs of just any music, make, like, a collection of, like, 5-6 songs and drop the shit. I make every project I do, like, a piece. You know what I'm saying? I try to make it an art piece. Damani and Mason have been there. Like, they've seen the whole creation of that shit. We've had so many different versions of different songs. And I'm like, where we got it at right now. It's still crazy. I still want to add like a little bit of live drums, but that's ooh. It. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of live instrumentation, a lot of different vocalists, a lot of different subject matter. I touch on mental health, suicide, social media, girl problems, like a whole bunch of shit. Just shit that's relatable, but then also where it's not too relatable to the fact where everyone's rapping about it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, y'all gonna get the exclusive real quick. I got a song on that joint called Fatherless Behavior. And that shit is about how I had this girl that was like tweaking on me. And it's like, yeah, everyone got girls that tweak on them. But I'm talking, this one was leaking my address, banging on my door at 2 a.m. with a bunch of dudes. Toxic. Exactly.
Was the pussy good?
Nah.
Well, how you toxic with not
good
pussy?
You know what I'm saying?
How you do that?
I know, right?
Nah, what's crazy
it's
is
not even how life works.
Shit, bro, I'm
how
about to y'all
that?
About to get me in
that
trouble.
That's such an unmatched pussy, not good.
Shit.
Like,
that's
if you're gonna
saying.
Stress me out, what's gonna de-stress me?
Exactly.
Like, what's worth your stress?
Why am I coming back?
There's no
did
point.
She cook?
It's no. She was.
What the?
Never mind. I can't say that. That's I gotta watch myself. But it's like. She was.
She
you know what I'm saying?
She did something.
She was that.
Perfect.
I gotta strike this flip. Ladies, if you're gonna be toxic, please bring good poom poom to the table.
Bring something.
Or at least pay your
or
own
food.
Bills. Or at least pay your own bills.
Pay your own bills. Get a job. Do something.
Like
do
something.
Do
like
something.
Something.
Have
yes.
like a hobby. Like sit at the crib and like exist.
Yeah. So
the fuck?
So like fucking mittens or something.
Lamb. The poom poom just not poom poom in ya. Like Jesus.
Yo. But that shit I showed you. Black poom poom. White poom poom. Shiny poom poom. We all come from poom poom. Yo, that shit had me crying. That shit had me crying.
It's true though. We all come from poom poom.
We all come from poom poom.
That's what I always say.
That's
every
the magic.
Man should love pink. Every man should love pink because we all come from pink.
Real.
Just because inside we're all pink, but we all come from pink. Type shit. That's just me right there. Because even women like pink. That's just all I'm saying.
It's what it is.
That's all I'm saying. The woman is so amazing as a person, as what God created, that the woman just have to love the woman itself.
I love my women out there.
That's all I'm saying.
Type shit.
Hypocrite. I know I am.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Definitely.
So we touched into the name prolific.
Yeah.
Reiterate it again, just in case people would say, why are you naming yourself prolific again?
Because I saw it around. I saw the word a lot, and I looked up what it meant. It meant to produce in large quantities, large amounts, and I felt like that just applied. So I just went. I ran with it.
You want to be given in large quantities?
I wouldn't say large quantity. When I like say like I produce in large quantities, or like I apply myself to that.
I know. I'm just asking. It's more. Do you want yourself to be like, because as an artist, as an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can sit there and make your song for you,
yep.
But it's for mass. It's a mass production. Yeah. It's for a mass amount of people.
Oh yeah, 100%. I do my shit for me, but it's more of just like for me, for other people to hear, for other people to relate to. Like I have a lot of fun shit, so it's like for me, I just want to make some fun shit, have some fun. But I want other people to have fun to that shit too. Or I make shit about mental health, where it's really just therapy for me. But then I get messages, people talk about, yo, that shit saved my fucking life, or that shit like really got me through some deep shit. That's why. That's what I really fuck with. Mm. That's my shit. When I hear that my music helps somebody through some shit, I love shit.
How do you handle that?
Like that responsibility.
I don't look at it like that. Nah, because it happened to me once.
Because mm-hmm.
I do poetry, right?
Yeah.
I wrote a poem.
That's tough.
And I put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Doing. 2 years later, right?
Yeah.
Somebody hit me in my DM, was like, yo, your poem changed my life.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
2 years later, my nigga. I didn't mm-hmm. even know. I looked at myself, I was like, when the fuck did I even put the poem out?
Yeah.
But, it to me, it was like, it wasn't a responsibility. It just, to me, it was an eye opener.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh shit.
I think, yeah.
I just need to be me more.
Definitely. I mean, it's like, for me, like when I first got those first few messages, I was still in high school when I got like my first one of those. I was on the bus on the way home.
Yellow school bus.
We're talking about.
Like. Y'all know about Miss Frizz? Because nobody reacted to that. That's how I know it.
Is that Magic School Bus?
Yeah.
Okay. 04.
All right.
But fucking, I just remember sitting on the bus and seeing some shit where it was like, yo, I just listened to your song, and like, I just want to say that shit got me through like this whole break, like this whole winter break shit, because I've just been going through it. And then, like, it's just been getting more serious about people's issues, and they messaged me about how it helped them through that. But I think the way, like, when I first got those messages, the way it hit me was just, like, damn, like, words are, like, a real big thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, the things you say and the things you put out, the energy you put out is important. And it's, like, when I knew that my energy was affecting people in a good way, oh, my God, I felt amazing. I was like, okay. But now it was like, now I gotta rap more about my shit, my issues for other people to relate to.
You gotta be you more.
I gotta be me. I gotta be vulnerable.
Exactly, because that's the only way. Like, to me, that's just not a responsibility. Because it's like, that's what you're supposed to be as a human.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like,
you're supposed to be
allowed to give us to the world. Like, mm-hmm. That's what art is. Art is literally giving you to the fucking world.
Definitely.
And see how people interpret.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's just like, like I said, it was just me being vulnerable and like allowing myself to be vulnerable. I remember when I dropped like my project Lost Notes, that shit was just like mainly just like, okay, let me just be as open as possible. Let me tell them about everything I'm going through. I told them about my mental health. I told them about how I was dealing with anxiety. I told them about like personal family shit. Like I told the world about that. And then it's like when you get those messages and it's just like realize that it resonates, that's why I do it. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's important to just like let people realize that they not alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at the age of 16, who's don't even remember what it to be at 16. What is your response to those people when they say, oh, you're only 16. What can you possibly be going 16? Through?
I'm 18.
I know.
When I was 16?
Yeah, that's something.
Okay.
Because you're not that far from 16.
Yeah.
So, like I said, for the people who don't remember
so
what
just
it's like to be
16. Rewind,
exactly.
Yeah.
Especially in this age right now, this generation. Like, mm-hmm. What is your response to those people who's like 36, 40 over? Like, what can you possibly be going through at the age of 16 that's stressing you out?
Well, it's like, I get it. I get where people come from with that. And like, that's completely understandable. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't stressing no bills. I wasn't stressing no job at the point. I wasn't stressing no like crazy, like I wasn't
adult
stressing
shit.
Adulthood. Yeah. But I feel like everyone got their own struggles. Everyone got their own problems. And it's like, to me, it's just like, okay, just because y'all got y'all own issues that may be bigger than mine doesn't mean I don't have issues at all. And for y'all to undermine that shit, I just find disrespectful. It's like, if I am going through my own shit, I'm going through my own shit. Everyone deals with their own shit differently. Facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone has problems. And it is what it is.
Did you have to...
autoplay shit. Yeah.
Did you have to deal with people?
Tasha, I'm like, who the fuck is this? Me?
I ain't remember making this one.
Nah, that's Spotify shit.
Did you have to deal with people talking shit to you when you first started rapping in school?
When I first started rapping in school, I got a lot of love in school. Then I got like DMs from like people I didn't know, and they'd be like, whatever. He's not shit. He's not this. He's not that. But I never met him. And then I meet him in person. I'd be like, I know he was talking shit, but I'm going to just be respectful. That's how I am. Like, I just keep the peace. And then I, you know, I meet these people. And then out of nowhere, they're trying to dap me up in the hall and shit. They be, like, sharing my shit. I'm like, y'all just be talking shit to talk shit. Y'all don't really, like, once you get to know me as a person and really just appreciate that, yeah, you can't hate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, music is opinionated, but you can't say I'm a bad person. You know what I'm saying? You can't. That's, like, that's just a fact. Like,
see, but- I get something is good, you can't deny it.
Yeah, exactly. Like. It is what it is. Like, there's, it's a lot of music that I don't enjoy personally, but it's good.
Like, if a country song come on, I'm bumping that
type
shit.
Type shit. If it's tough, I'm in my tractor. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever the fuck they be saying.
Type shit. Just to feel it.
Hell yeah. Give me that John Deere. What you talking about? I need one of those to cut my lawn, yo. Just picturing my grunt and my John Deere and some boots.
Uh-huh.
Low ass cut short.
Yo, hey, hey, hey. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Why?
There's neighbors, bro. There's women neighbors and people that drive by.
All right, there's
that
guys
like to see stuff like that. First of all, the way I look at it is, if you find yourself looking over there, you have business over there, and that's on you.
That's
bro.
True.
I can't help that.
That's true. If you keep your eyes on it, then you're interested in some way.
Exactly.
What are you interested in, like a what the fuck way?
Looking?
It's still a way.
You keep looking.
Exactly.
Why are you outside like that?
What Pop said on
you said, why are you on song like that? Boondocks,
if you see something gay, look the other way.
What? Damn, y'all trying to get me fucked up.
It's mind your business.
Hey, LGBTQ community, I love y'all.
One thing about us, you don't have to go where we go. That's perfectly fine.
That's word.
We'll go there.
Yeah, y'all could go there.
Oh, I will. I like to push the envelope. You
know? Word?
I like to say the things that people are thinking and scared to say, so I say it for them.
Yeah.
I'm like the verbal superhero.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's me. Sure. That's me. Because there's a lot of people who have thoughts they don't want to say, you know, they police themselves. Not me.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I get me a get out of jail free card every single time with my thoughts.
Type
they say
shit.
Freedom of speech. That's my get out of jail free card right there. I ain't gonna be scared to say my thoughts.
Real.
What's the worst that'll happen? You gonna come check me?
Right. It is what it is.
Ooh, I'm gonna go to bed the same
different.
Way than tonight. I don't care, nigga. But like, plus, if you don't say what you're, how you're feeling and how you're supposed to feel, like, how you gonna grow, my nigga?
Exactly. You have to be able to
put yourself
be yourself.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's just
make
how
mistakes.
I look at it. Too. Like,
if you're hiding, then shit's gonna hide from you.
Exactly. You're not going to
really
be who you are, or you're going to get everything. People don't look at it like that. Like, people always like to think about themselves. Like, all right, right? Somebody wants to do something nice for you, right?
Yeah.
Instinctually, our first thought is to tell them no.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't think, like, you're depriving that person of that feeling of what they would get for doing something nice for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you don't understand. Like, maybe that person was going through shit that day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I need to do something nice real quick. This person, they all do something nice for me.
Yeah.
I have the right opportunity I'm going to give back because it's going to make me feel good at the moment. It's going to bring my vibrations up.
Definitely.
And then they make that energy, that effort, even though it's already tough. And then you just shoot them down like, nah, you know, it's good. I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, you're depriving them that opportunity. Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Some people find happiness in giving.
Exactly.
And it is what it is.
Some people are givers.
Yeah, it is what it
is. And you don't understand. Yeah. Like, the givers every single time they're giving. That's real shit.
Type shit.
Nah,
he said for sure.
But that's how life is.
Take what I can get.
Sometimes you have to be taken advantage of.
Yeah.
That's how you learn. Like,
that's how you learn.
Life
yeah.
is not going to fit your little box.
Yeah.
You,
yeah.
you know? Yeah. You're a pussy ass nigga if you want that.
Yeah.
You don't want no
opposition. Yeah, you can't. Exactly. If you're scared of.
A little
losing
difficulty.
A little bit, a little issue.
A little inconvenience.
Then how the fuck you gonna get stronger? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
you never know.
Like you don't want to leave the block.
You can't heal if you don't get hurt.
Fact, you don't want to walk too long because your shoes gonna crease.
Yeah, like come on, bro.
Like shit like that. Yeah, you don't know none of your true capabilities. That we all hold ourselves back in this world. And
definitely.
And I feel like that's why we get a lot of our mental health. Mm-hmm. A lot of because it's because of us.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like
yeah,
don't
do
get me wrong. Society is to blame to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, you are becoming your own victim.
Your brain is your brain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you realize that you're going through shit, that you continue to be like, yeah, I'm going to just keep going through it. Life is kicking me while I'm there. You just continue getting letting yourself get kicked.
Yeah.
Or do you realize you're being kicked and you be like, nah, fuck that shit. Exactly. I'm about to learn some self-defense.
That's the thing. Like, it's okay to be, like, to me, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to have negative feelings. But it's not okay to accept it.
It's okay to feel soft.
Like, get the fuck up and do some shit about it. You know what I'm saying? Focus on you. Like, improve.
My famous line is, give yourself 5 minutes.
My famous line is, improve the improvement. My and people be like, line, what does that mean?
You
but
know, you want to know what my famous line is?
What's your famous line?
If you tried, you lost.
If you tried, you lost?
Yeah.
What you mean?
Yeah, I'm going to explain that.
Yeah.
You tried, you lost.
If you tried, you lost.
Just sit on that.
No, thank you.
Pause.
Yeah.
I'll pause my own sentence. So, alright.
Yeah, elaborate on that one. That one don't make sense.
Nah, we're not about to elaborate on nothing.
Nah.
Nah.
If you tried, you lost. So you don't try nothing?
No, I just do. If I try, I lost already.
Okay, I get that. See, elaborate, my nigga. Elaborate. Because now it goes into the same where I say trying is for people who can't find success.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah, like I tried. Oh, yeah, you tried. Of course you did.
Like, I'm trying.
You didn't even. You didn't even put effort in from the beginning because you knew you was going to lose.
Yeah, that's where. I fuck with that.
My nigga.
I fuck with that.
This is not for the people who drink bleach without reading the warning label, my nigga.
Take the warning labels off of everything. We'll have a better society.
Word?
Yeah.
Type shit.
Because how many on the bleach bottle than not to drink it?
A lot of people.
Look at Gorilla Glue Girl.
Yeah, look at the fucking Tide Pod Challenge a few years ago.
Look at the Cinnamon Challenge.
That's what it even said on the Tide Pod shit, don't eat that shit.
And people still did it.
So what do you think they're going to do if it's not there?
All right, cool.
Damn.
You're a grown
adult.
They're going
to be swallowing toothpaste.
Ah.
If you're an adult and you eat Tide Pods, whatever happens,
happens.
You need me to roll
don't
up
call
you,
poison
man?
Control because that you fucked up. Wait your time. That's for kids.
Go ahead, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. I don't know you pausing, nigga.
Oh, I was just saying. That's for kids.
Type shit.
Yeah, I feel me. Yo, so what's your favorite part about making music?
Making music?
I got to bring this back to music.
I'm trying to think, like, okay, there's, like, the process is very fun. But I think, like, you do. Oh, my God. That's, like, the best.
Do
like,
you write?
Yeah. I write all my shit. And it's, like, a lot of people be like, oh, like, freestyle is more impressive. Or, like, people freestyle, like, all they shit. I like to sit down and just take my time with shit. I have freestyled some of my songs, but I just prefer to write. But, like, it's days where I do freestyle some of them, but most of the time I like to just sit there and really just write and just, like, get deep into it. Because I go deep into, like, the rhyming syllables and, like, different rhyme schemes. Like, I don't just rhyme, like, the N word. I rhyme, like, all the words in between. You know what I'm saying? So that's always a big thing. What's up?
You just rhymed just now, didn't you?
Did I?
I think so.
Damn. Yo, you know what's crazy? I was at my boy's house, and this happened while I was on FaceTime, too, one time. I was just chilling, and I wake up the next day. They're like, yo, were you performing last night in your dream or some shit? And I was like, nah, I don't think so. I don't remember. Why? They were like, bro, you dead. I stood up in the middle of your sleep. And just said, it just started rapping and said, thank y'all for coming. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, dead ass? And they were like, yeah. And then I was on the phone with my boys. I knocked out. And they were like, yo, did you dream about performing last night? And I was like, nah. But they were like, nah, bro. In the middle of the call, you were just like, yo, thank y'all for coming out. Appreciate y'all. I was like, what?
This nigga sleep performing.
Real shit. Real shit.
He's a sleep performer.
Real shit.
That means you really do. You eat, breathe, and sleep this shit, nigga.
Real
shit. That's basically
it's crazy.
Means.
Yo,
it's crazy.
But like I said, there was two times you were just sitting here and he just started spitting bars out of nowhere. Like, I just, nobody said nothing. Out of nowhere, he just decided to say something.
It's fun. I like it.
It means it's always in your head.
I see you here with your,
I
see you here with your team. I know you wanted to introduce them. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. I got my boy Damani. This is my DJ, my hype man, my brother. Let him speak for himself.
Yeah, for sure. My name's Damani. I've been DJing your shows for how long? Like,
since my second show.
So like 3 years, 2 years? 2 years.
About 2 years. 2 years,
known him since he was a freshman. How did it start? You had one show and you had another DJ.
Yeah.
And it was I guess I couldn't go to the show because, you know, my mom was on lockdown for me because of COVID.
But, oh, yeah, that's COVID times.
Yeah, it was COVID times. But I heard the DJ was bad. Next show, you know, I'll call him up one day and I'm like, yo, like, why didn't you ask me to be the DJ?
Like, you fucked up on your own, bro, by not asking me.
And he was like, you want to be my DJ for the next show? And I was like, yeah, for sure. So, you know, I've been at rehearsals with him for, you held me captive for two whole summers, a winter, not even before winter break. It's like, the show could be 4 months away and we already rehearsing and stuff. And, I mean, me and him make some music, mostly just funny rap, because I just freestyle everything I do.
So you rap yourself, too?
Yeah, I wouldn't say, like, I'm on his type of level or anything, like, a little below. I'm like, if you want to have fun, like, let's go in the booth and just say something.
How serious do you take your job as a hype man?
I think it's very serious. Like, I would say it's probably, like, the second most important part of the show.
I agree.
Cause,
let me gas you.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, go ahead.
Not only is he hype man, but like, you know how DJs at the shows, they have their DJ sets and shit. They just play the music behind the shit. No, like, we sit in our studio, we make a whole DJ set, and he performs that shit. Like, people be jumping to Playboi Carti because it's playing on the speakers. Nah, he turns into Playboi Carti. Like, oh, wow. It's tough. Like, you know, I let him like do his shit. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. So you were natural at this?
Yeah, it's more like, so I'm basically like an actor. Like, I've been doing acting and everything, and that's my major in school right now. And yeah, any song that I choose, it's like basically like I'm performing that song. Mm. So it's like, if I want the crowd to jump or like start mosh pitting, like, I'll tell them exactly do that. Also rap the lyrics and everything.
So you know to really control the crowd?
100%.
Do you feel like it's something that's came natural, or it's like, you know, you feel like he was like, yo, this my boy, and it was just something, a good experience for you, and it's just something that just came to you naturally?
I think, what would you say? I did 3 shows with you. So,
open mics too.
From first to last, the first show, I was nervous, but it was like during rehearsals, like that's what I wanted to do. Like, we talked about the DJ set, and I was like, I'm going to perform this. I'm not just going to play the song. Like, I want the crowd to move because I'm right before his set. So, it's honestly like, it is a big important job because I got to get the crowd at least, you know, warmed up.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to, you know.
It's like what we say, you know, you can't just jump right into dry pum pum. You got to give a little foreplay because it's not good for both parties.
Exactly. Bumba clods.
100%.
We say a lot of wait till you hear that.
But yeah, for sure. It's just,
your job is very important.
Very important. And I enjoy it the most, especially when it comes to just, I don't even know. It's just it's more of just a thrill. Like, you know, I like seeing people happy and excited and jumping around and everything.
Okay.
And I have no problem going on stage either screaming or rapping or literally doing whatever. Like, I'll be jumping.
You're a soldier for the cause.
I'm that person as the song's playing.
A lot of people underestimate that job, like, and don't really take it seriously. Like, a hype man, a DJ, like, that could make or break an artist, because you ain't going to get the vibe right, and he going to come on stage, he's going to be awkward, and shit is going to be weird. He gotta get his own build up and shit like that. He come on stage, your energy is already there. He can come on stage, just do his job. Do exactly what he got to do. So, appreciate you, and I think you should appreciate him, and I think you already do. But,
oh, God.
I want to also let my boy Mason speak.
Oh, I say you're a producer.
That's my boy, yeah.
Yeah, you might have to come over here on camera. So come cop a squat. Cop a squat. Cop a squat. One of these cameras is going to get you.
All right. Shit, I don't really know where to start, I guess.
What's your name?
My name is Mason. I've been producing for like, what was it, like probably like 5 years now, since like freshman year of high school. And yeah, I mean, like, I guess like when we first started, like, we didn't really take it 100% seriously, I guess. Like, at that point, it was really, we were really doing it for fun. Like, we were just having fun, like, being in the studio and stuff and, like, just trying new shit we've never tried before. Because, like, we were on, like, GarageBand, just, like, making random sounds and, like, rapping over it. And it was just, like, it didn't, like, sound great, but it was, like, fun to do. And it was, like, I mean, we didn't really do it to, like, show to other people, but it got to a point where, like, we did it show to other people, and it just reached a higher quality to the point where it was, like, enjoyable to listen to. And it was, like, that's when we really started taking it seriously, and we started, like, doing that shit every day, like, making new shit every day, and, like, yeah. We've just been going up from there, I guess.
Why y'all niggas so... Yeah, I know. It's been going day to day, yes. Just monotoned as fuck, just, nigga. That's how you do a show?
That's what I'm saying. I don't really,
you
like...
You know what we sell on this podcast? We sell personality.
Yeah, I mean...
So I need more of that, my man.
I mean, whatever you guys want me to do, I'm with it.
Hey, like, you gotta be careful you say shit like that too. Yo, so where you gonna end up, nigga? There's crazier people than me out there.
I feel like this is just him, and no matter how excited or sad he is, he sounds the exact same.
Yeah.
He's just a mellow man.
Yeah. You win $1 million. Oh,
y'all be
all right,
crowd
cool.
Y'all be crowd surfing?
Yeah, me.
I feel like you was the one that does that well. Really? Yeah.
Oh, dude. Nah, like, the thing is, like, that's, I think, the most fun part of our shows. It's like, we don't just go up there and rap and just do the shit. Like, no, we put on, like, performance art. Like, I bring a cage on stage, make a whole thing out of it. I do performance art. I did my last show was a listening party performance art. I locked myself in a cage, and just,
I
had smoke machines in there, I had flowers in there, I had a gun in there, just to show, not loaded, of course,
I hope not.
But, yeah, definitely not, and it was just for, like, I hope not, but nah, it was just, like, that was where I displayed my song about suicide, and just, like, social media, and how that can really affect you, and it was just, like, I make my shows impactful, they're impactful, but they're hella fun, because it's, like, you know what I'm saying, if you know us in person, like, me and, like, when we're together, oh my god, like, most of the time we're really crazy, but it's a lot of times where we're just really chill. That's why when they go to our shows and they see a whole different element, and it's different, like, we go crazy at the shows, like, we, like he said, bro, like, he wasn't exaggerating when he said, like, it'll be 4 months before a show when we'll start rehearsing, like, we'll have
you're
a show.
Ready. You're ready before you're
yeah,
ready.
Yeah, we had our
well,
last show in July.
You don't gotta be ready if you stay
ready. Last show in July, and we started rehearsals dog in like February. February, like, we take that shit serious. Like, I work on my breath control. I run around like blocks, and I rap my lyrics. Right. You know what I'm saying? We do everything we can to make the show as entertaining as possible throughout the whole thing. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. We take our time with that. You know, most people, they just go on stage, they rap, they rehearse a week before. We'll rehearse 4 months for one show, just because we give a fuck. You know what I mean?
But see, I actually like that you said that, right? And for you to be that, to me, right there, separates you from like a top caliber artist.
Because
when you giving a performance, I love saying this, my nigga. If I go to your show, it should be a difference between me rapping over your lyrics in my car and me coming to watch you rap over your lyrics.
Exactly, exactly.
I don't want that.
Exactly.
Like I said, I can create my own stage,
exactly,
my own set, and do that on my fucking own,
oh, yeah,
bro. Karaoke the fuck out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
Now, we go crazy. I think during my last show, dog, like, I literally had to go to the side of the stage because I was about to throw up. I like, gagged a bit. And this, keep in mind, this is after months of preparation. Like, I take my physical health very, very seriously. And it was like, I literally almost threw up. Took 2 seconds, started screaming, going crazy right again.
Real nigga shit.
Because it's like, you have to care. Because it's like, you know,
people pay their money to
we
come
give
here.
To, yeah,
they,
we,
they want
we
yeah.
give
want
a fuck.
Experience.
We give a fuck. And that's the, I think that's what separates not only us from like other people in music, but us as other people in general. Because we just give a fuck.
Your drive is different.
Yeah.
You know? You find alternatives. You don't quit when that, just because that third road, that first roadblock hit.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know? You really got to basically be down and out for you to really be down and out.
Yeah.
I respect that.
100%.
That's
100%.
Drive, my nigga. Like I said, and I feel like I said, that's what separates you. That's what's going to make you go far.
Yeah.
Because you're doing these things already. You know, you're taking these steps
to
make sure you're given that level of experience that you're given, to make sure your shows are memorable.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why I drove to fucking North Carolina to go watch a J. Cole concert.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that's my favorite artist. And I know I'm not driving down there just to hear him fucking rap over his lyrics.
Yeah, definitely. You're seeing a real performance. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're feeling it. You're not just watching it.
And now I have reasons to go listen to the song.
Yeah, exactly. Now it hits different.
I can connect to it.
Yes.
It's like I can have a whole memory to it. I made an image to that
100%, 100%.
Remember that moment forever.
Always. It will always be with me. So that's why I don't like, if I go to your bitch, my nigga, you just rapping over your shit, and then the sound check is bad on top of that. And it's like, bro, I can't even hear your words.
Yeah, it's crazy. Dog, we've had so many.
Literally, the night before the show, the speaker blew out.
Yeah, last year's summer show, night before the show, we did rehearsals, and one of the speakers blew out.
Damn.
Or it was just the wire was bugging, and we had to go around and search for a bunch of, and we figured it out. That's like, you know, the show must go on. We always figure that shit out.
We just have to scream. We'll scream.
Oh yeah, like we go. I remember. I mean, not even just last show. Like every show, like. We get there, if doors open at like 5 or 6, we're there at noon. Oh, you know shit. What I'm saying? Like, we damn. Set up.
Damn. See, but I like that, yo, because to me, one of the most crucial parts of a good performance is good sound check.
100%. Because if you can't hear the dude, or if like the bass ain't hitting enough and you're not feeling it,
too much.
Or it's, and you're not hearing the other
all
frequencies.
You hear is your heart going, doom,
yeah,
doom,
I
doom.
Hate that.
It's like, nigga, I'm about to have a heart attack. None of them fucking know the whole time, yo.
Yeah. Wait, what's the sound they make?
Fuck that.
What's the sound they make?
Yeah, what? Doom, 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 doom.
It feel like your fucking chest have a reverb to it.
Type
nigga.
Shit. Type shit. Type shit.
No, but to me, like I said, it's crucial. And then also, like, do you have songs that you prep just for performances?
Oh yeah.
Because it's like, to me, the only thing that you're allowed to rap over at your performance is your chorus.
Nah, I do my whole shit.
Even better.
I do my whole shit.
Even better. So you know all your music on top of your head.
I know all my music on top of my head. Most of the time, most of the time we don't even have the backing track on, just the instrumental.
Like
do the shit live. I've done acapellas plenty of times. Actually, last show we had a whole band. Shout out Take 24.
Yo, that band shit was wavy.
Yeah. Shout out Take 24. Holy shit, how did I forget to say that?
That band was
my
wavy,
brother
bro.
Carter on electric guitar. Shout out Sylvie on bass. Trevor on drums. Like, we took it to another level. Like, we had, like, we would rehearse certain parts. I'd be like, yo, we're gonna cut the backing track here, and Carter's gonna go crazy on the guitar here. And it's just gonna, like, we'd have guitar solos, we'd have drum solos. Like, we'd do everything, and it's like, we would orchestrate so much.
So you produce whole show.
We would orchestrate smoke cues, light cues, times to stop the music, times to play the music, times to start the music from the beginning, times to have the music cut out and the band play stuff. Certain parts of the song where there's going to be a drum break and switch it up, or when there's just going to be no music. And it's just like, oh my, like, it's crazy. Like, we make a whole performance out of it, and it's amazing.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Comfortable.
Ha.
But, like, not in a way where it's like, I don't got to work harder, but more in a way where it's like, I know I'm working hard, and I know I'm going to keep pushing. And I know that I got it. You know what I'm saying?
My hard work is rewarding.
Yeah. Because it's like, people get comfortable and, like, they get, like, this small. I said this at the That Life thing. Like, people get, like, one nice win. They open up for, like, a dope artist or something at Toe's Place. Or, like, Oakdale. And they probably paid a couple thousand to get on that stage for 5 minutes when nobody gives a fuck. They looking at you like, okay, when is this person coming on? When's the main act coming on?
You said Logic. I say Gary Vee.
Gary V, what the hell? Y'all got me fucked up.
Nah, man. Nah, like the way you talk is smart as fuck.
Hell
like,
yeah,
it's
and
prolific.
He gonna keep going. He like, yo, I can keep going for as long as you.
Oh
need
my
me
god,
to.
Yeah, no, my studio sessions, most of the time that should just be speaking. You know what I'm saying, like. It is mostly conversation that sparks the song.
Yeah.
Like, I'll invite people to the studio, and they'll be like, y'all be there at 8. I'm like, all right, cool. We're going to have a conversation till 10. And then we'll just talk on shit. And then we make a crazy song.
I know what people love when you book studio time.
Oh, yeah. It's a great time. Nah, because I don't book studio time. I don't book studio time. Nah. I don't book. Yeah, I got my own studio. Me and Mason engineer that shit. You know, we
That's
do
wavy.
All the shit on our own.
You know, so
we don't got to worry. We don't
really
wait on nobody.
Home built with all of this shit.
Home built. We got a booth in that shit. We do everything ourselves. You know, we don't rely on nobody. We don't pay nobody. We just do that shit.
We scream that over here.
Yeah, we're going to school for audio engineering.
Oh, word?
Yeah, we take that shit seriously.
Oh, man. I respect y'all shit. Y'all niggas really got drive. Y'all niggas got tenacity, yeah, man. Yeah. I love that shit.
Tenacity.
Yeah, nigga, I like that word. Yo.
Hell yeah. Tenacity.
That's a nice word. It, like, sounds good in my ears.
Is the things that y'all learning in school.
Wait, nah, chill. Like, not even like that. It's only weird if you make it weird.
Nah, chill.
What? It sounds good. I'm just being myself for real. Like, everyone tells you to be yourself. Once you're yourself, you have an issue. Like, y'all got it like this.
What's your thoughts on relationship? How do you feel about that at this point in your life?
Oh, lordy, lord.
He's a pro.
You're a vet. You're a vet.
Me? Damn, I just do me for real. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if shit comes my way, shit comes my way. But if shit leaves, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't dwell on that shit. I just stick to myself for real.
They say women outnumber men 4-1.
For real? Damn. I mean, to me, it's just like, you want to come in my life, and I'll let you come in my life, then cool. But if you leave, I'm not going to tweak. Like, it's not something I need.
At this point in your career,
we all need.
Do you feel...
That's what I was just about
to say.
We all need companionship.
I got my guys.
Tell yourself, you might not need that shit. We need that shit more.
I be talking about it for hours.
As humans, yeah, though,
he needs. Like, he be posting every day talking about I need
humans,
a bitch.
We thrive better off companionship, off being in somebody's presence.
I don't know.
Feel comfortable. I'm telling you that, money.
It takes a lot of stress off you as a person.
Listen, you 18, all right?
Yeah.
When I was 18, bro, I was just coming out of my actual, like, pretty much my first adult relationship / last teenage relationship.
Yep.
So it's like, I've been singles from 18 till I was 27.
Yep.
So I spent that whole 9 years just being single, my nigga. I thought that shit was it. I ain't think I need nothing. I thought I could provide for everything.
Yeah.
And then I got around somebody, my nigga, that made me think otherwise. Don't get me wrong. That's why I kind of like shit on love right now verbally with a lot of shit that I say, because that shit fucked me up.
Yeah,
because it's like, when you get so used, when you think you're used to something and then something come along that just changed that whole shit 180, and then you get so used to that, it's like, what's different now?
Yeah, I mean, I think what I'm really trying to say is, like, I'm just at a point where I'm just being me. You know what I mean?
Do you think you have the mental space in this point in your career to have a woman?
Like, yeah.
Think so?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm still, like, gonna put my shit above everything.
So you're selfish?
Nah, I give a fuck.
But you just said you're still gonna put your shit above everything.
Yeah, I put, like, I care about me.
So you're selfish?
Yeah, in a good way.
Selfish.
What is a good way to be selfish?
Meaning you care about yourself.
That's what selfish is, though.
Yeah.
So,
but
selfishness is a good thing, though.
Yeah, but not. Sometimes people be selfish in a way where they just, like... No, sometimes people are selfish. Yeah, some people are selfish in negative ways.
Sometimes people are greedy.
So, give me a bad example of selfishness.
A bad example of selfishness is, it's like, let's say, like, I don't want to see my boys win. I want everyone to support me, though. That's selfish as fuck.
No, that's a hater.
Like, that's selfish. I could be winning, but, like, no matter what, my boys coming. My boys are coming. You know what I'm saying? With me.
That's self-deficiency.
Nah, man.
That nigga deficient in some type of fucking thing mentally.
I just nah, I don't know. I feel like I'm just with me, but it's like, I'm not opposed to anything coming my way.
Basically, if you're in a situation and it's gonna go bad for you,
yeah,
you're gonna fucking stay away from that shit, regardless of what other people.
Yeah, I'm not gonna I'm not gonna stick around some shit that I know is bad for me, or is not affecting me well. That would just be ignorant.
But I feel like a lot of people are ignorant. The literal definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, trying to expect the same result.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Or different result, trying to expect different results.
Yeah, but that's where, like, though? You said, life isn't, you're not supposed to be happy, and you're supposed to learn from experience. So it's like, yeah, I'll go through shit with certain people, or I'll go through shit in certain things with myself or anything. But, like, every time some shit like that happens, I just know what to avoid and I know what to watch out for.
Do you feel like we're ever meant to understand life at any point?
Nope.
Hell no. Bro, like, I'm a person that's like, because I talk to you about it all the time. Like, so the stuff that we're told to believe, like,
like dinosaurs. Like, I personally, me, I don't believe in dinosaurs at all.
You don't believe in any dinosaurs?
Because the reason why I don't is because the way they said they died, I don't see any remains being left over.
All right, so here are my theories on this.
Like
shit,
the
right?
Meteor strikes and all that. Like, if a meteor strike hits a dinosaur, if a meteor strike were to hit me, I don't think my bones are being left.
My thing is, if there's a dinosaur 300 million years ago, how the fuck do you know where to dig to find these bones? Why isn't houses already made up over these shits already?
See.
But my other theory on it is dinosaurs didn't extinct 300 million ago. It was actually a couple thousand years ago. But the idea of what dinosaurs is not what they tell us they are.
They people, bro.
Like, they're just a reptilian species.
Exactly.
Now there's a theory that's saying that the asteroid that took the dinosaurs out are actually they say it was a spaceship that actually came down. I love conspiracies, by the way. That actually came and wiped out the dinosaurs to actually make room for a more intellectual being, the Homo sapien race. But the Homo sapien race wasn't the Homo sapien race at first. You know, we went to Homo erectus, we went to, I forgot the other fucking terms for it before we became Homo sapien.
Man homos.
Man homos.
I have to have a nerd moment right now. We all know why it's called Homo, right?
Sure. Sure we do.
It's because Homo means same. You should be able to tell that from homosexuals.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
You didn't know that?
It just means same. Like, something's homogeneous, it just means it's got the same. Yeah. So you can't really tell a difference. I just have to have a little nerd moment real quick. Because we're not always ignorant.
Nah, educate.
Listen, I'm too lit to try to educate right now. Anything that I say, please Google it. Go anything that I say, research it. Don't take what I say for face word. Please don't.
Take everything
no
I say for face word.
No matter how confident I say, you could do what he do, because he take everything he say first word. You see how that
works out
for him.
I take my everything I say for face word. And that wasn't a pause moment, was it? I don't think so.
But for sure, like, really anything, like, I don't know why I have these thoughts. Maybe I'm crazy.
Are you an alien?
I believe aliens are real for sure.
I ain't asked you that.
Am I an alien? I could really.
You went on the question quick and easy.
I would say.
Ready for this.
Maybe we like. Maybe 25%. Maybe we are aliens. Cause like, think about it like this. Like, clearly.
Damn, am I really an alien?
So right, animals have been, we could all say like animals been on this earth before we have.
Okay, yeah.
Before all humans. So like, when we arrived, like they looked at us like we were crazy. Like, were some weird ass.
So the animals looked at us like we were crazy?
Yeah, like, cause like, don't you ever get surprised on like how like baby animals or something, like, or even like an actual baby, like when they look at you, they look crazy. Like they're like,
they're like, who the fuck are you?
Or maybe because exactly. They're new to this world and doing some shit.
Exactly. I'm gonna give you my proof of aliens, right?
Yeah.
How in the fuck did we have civilizations for so many thousands of years that they say didn't have no technology? And in the past 200 years, we've exceeded everything. We've done it all. We're in the future.
Exactly.
Some would say we're actually in a dark age.
I feel like we are in a dark age. Shit is going wrong.
Nah, bro.
Should anybody come
look at history and look at a lot of artifacts and just look at the intricacy on a lot of them shits? Like, look at them fucking 7 foot. Like, all right, boom, right?
Nah, when they said that.
The 7 foot heads.
I was going to talk about the pyramids.
There's a place that have heads, my nigga. Just the heads, just and the it's heads, bigger than man.
Like Easter Island?
I forgot. Yeah.
Like Easter Island.
The heads alone, because the bodies are gone. The heads alone are like 7 feet tall.
Yeah,
Shit like that. Then you go into some of these caves, and then the geometry on some of these caves is beyond the time they say that it said it is.
All right, boom. You know what made that crazier? Easter Island is by England, right? Same heads they find in Mexico.
where the Aztecs probably was. Is Aztecs Mexican?
Yeah.
That is right? Okay, all right. Because I'm getting that shit wrong.
I think
the Aztecs was the aliens.
I think there is aliens, or there Aztecs is at least there's some type of creature. Because if you're telling me those big pyramids out in, like, where are the pyramids at? Egypt. Like, if you're gonna tell me humans built those big pyramids, like, I'm gonna have to look at you crazy, because I'm like, there's no way you could believe that.
They say there's a theory, right? There's a reason why the nose is knocked off the Sphinx. It's so you can't tell it's actually related to the black people. There's a theory.
Or it's older than they say it is.
Because black people fucking the one that actually did it. So there's another theory that's saying that we are so old as people as that we are actually older than this planet. That we are intellectual enough to actually migrate to another planet for sustainability.
Yeah, even like a few years back, I signed up for that trip to Mars on NASA.
Yeah, every planet have a lifespan.
You signed up for it?
I was ready to go. I'm ready to go.
You really want to go to Mars?
If I look at my life at Earth and I feel like I've done everything, which I feel like I have already.
But how old
you've
are you?
Done everything
I'm 19.
On Earth?
I got it.
Hey, yo, wait,
Listen. When I mean everything, I mean like I went to school. I graduated from high school. That's a big step. I got a job. I make
who's
money.
Standards?
I feel like that's just the normal standards. As growing up, you're expected to do these things. Like, you're expected to graduate from elementary school, middle school. Like, they just have, like, a set, steps of life that you have to go through, at least.
And you feel like you just passed those steps?
I feel like I passed through the steps. I've done...
What about the steps of the universe?
Yo, I'm going to tell you something. Not because I'm not that old, but, bro, you just getting started.
Yeah, I know I'm getting started, because once those,
your life just started over.
Yeah, it literally just started.
You
it literally
came out
just
of one institution.
Yeah, it literally just started. Another. Yeah.
True.
It's a whole other world out here.
Like,
it's a lot of shit in life that exists. Huh? It's a lot of shit in life.
Yo, like, I realized...
Like, a lot of shit.
I realized, nigga, a lot of shit I learned in high school meant nothing.
Oh, yeah.
But the main thing that I took out of a lot of school is... This is why I stress the importance of learning certain things. It's because... Sometimes it's not the matter of learning the specifics of what being taught. It's the ability to open up the parts of your brain that allows you to learn it.
Yeah.
And I feel like everybody's brain's different. Like,
everyone's different.
Different mind, or do I access different parts of it, or they use different parts of it?
Oh, shit.
My brain is different than yours.
That is crazy.
We're looking at our
crazy.
Brains on an x-ray right now. Structurally speaking, it's going to be different.
Yeah, and it could act different or... be different in general. Because I feel like, say like this, we're both in class, teacher is in front of us, we're being taught the same thing. We both leave class, you might remember what she said, and I would say
that's nature versus nurture. Because our environment also plays a lot of things, such as even of our ability to let things go to our long-term memory. Did you know you actually have to process things for at least 30 seconds before it leaves your short-term memory to go into your long-term memory?
Yeah.
But sometimes things in society is going on so much that your brain don't have the ability to focus on it for 30 seconds for it to actually be retained into your
Everyone's attention span nowadays is short.
We don't have an attention span.
There's different types of
Yeah, it's because
like
of TikTok.
People like to be like, I like to multitask, when there's no such thing as multitasking. Your brain literally cannot focus on one thing more than once at a time.
Exactly. You have to just like... That's why I feel like, you know, with TikTok, and it's just like how like entertainment is being like measured by how much time you spend on it. It's crazy.
You can do the smallest thing. Like,
see, now you're gonna make it into the different conversations. So we're gonna talk about how the English language is meant to dumb you down. We're gonna talk about how it doesn't allow you to use different parts of your tongue to access different parts of your brain. It's the same
that is
conversation.
Crazy, though.
And I feel like we should save that for a different part too, because I would definitely have to do.
Oh yeah, I
want to
come
now.
Back. This is fun.
Yeah, so
I like this.
I like you as an artist, bro, and I like you as a person.
Hell yeah,
so we're definitely gonna do this.
Thank you.
I
fuck with the podcast.
And the next time you're having a show, invite us, bro.
Yeah, y'all come, just come.
Ass,
you know
nigga.
What I'm saying?
We lit too.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, bro.
I'm fun when I'm drunk.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying that.
Most of the time, we don't open up for other people. We headline the shows, and it's like we're working on the next one.
Let me come talk that shit for y'all.
We're working on March.
I'm ready.
You know how it is? We gonna start rehearsals like next month.
I'm
probably.
Ready. That's after my birthday.
Type
I'm
shit.
I'm gonna be in my 30s.
February, baby.
You already know.
Yeah.
What day can they find you? Drop your socials real quick.
My socials. You know what I'm saying? On Instagram, Twitter. It's Prolific 860. YouTube is just Prolific, all caps, on Spotify. Apple Music, all that, all the streaming platforms, just Prolific, all caps. You can find me anywhere, for real.
Anywhere. Type that nigga name in.
Anywhere.
Click the Prolific. Right,
remember the name. We did whiskey. Remember the name.
Check that shit out. Run them streams up. Check the shows out.
Type shit.
And don't hate from the beginning. Just come in with love.
Fact.
Don't be a fan later. I'm like, oh yeah, you know. I remember when he was this guy. I used to fuck with his sister.
Nah, do it
corny
now.
Corny ass shit.
He wasn't with the nigga shooting in the gym.
No.
He wasn't. Stop that shit. Just hold your ground and be like, I fuck with that nigga. That nigga doing his shit. I'm gonna rock with home right now. I say less, yo. These niggas ain't doing the way I do it, yo. Say less, yo.
Oh yeah.
You know, type shit. Fuck you, meme, yo. And I'm gonna just end it the famous way that we like to say. And thank you guys for coming through. I really appreciate you guys for making the time for us.
Anytime.
I really love it. It's really good vibes.
Let's do this again.
This is the debut for our new little scenic debut and shit like that. And
100%.
Like I always say, please and thank you. Grab her by the pussy with consent. Be great, guys. Black
poom poom, white poom poom, Chinese poom poom, all poom poom. We all come.